So lesson 22 is gratitude. And this is on principle number 7, is where we reserve daily time with God for self-examination, for Bible reading and prayer in order to know God's will. That's our goal, to know God's will. And then once we know what his will is, then we're actually going to do it. And so to gain the power to follow whatever he tells us. And then this goes to step number 11 in the recovery programs, is that we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And so the scripture that goes with that is in Colossians 3 and verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So this isn't some kind of formula or something like that. We want to soak in God's word. We want to be able to sit with the things that we know from scripture. I mean, most of us are probably educated beyond our obedience. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Growing up in church, I heard a lot of stuff and I didn't do anything with it. And so, you know, it's better to know one Bible verse and actually apply it than to know 10 of them and have no plan on doing anything with it. So our focus tonight is to put our attention on the outward and rather than the inward. So we have taken steps on our road to recovery. The first step was to admit that we are powerless. That was the first one that we read tonight. To admit that I'm not God and that I don't have the power to help myself recover. That I need a higher power. The second step was that I would choose once and for all a power by which to live, and that was Jesus Christ. That we took the third and most important step, which is to choose to turn over our lives and wills over to Jesus. And what we want to do is we want to continue to deepen that relationship. The relationship that we have with Christ, we want to continue that. And so the part about reserving this daily time is really just about cultivating that relationship with God. So prayer is talking to God. We're also going to talk about meditation, though, and meditation is creating space for God to speak to us. So in prayer, we're speaking to God, but in meditation, we open up the door for God to speak into our lives. And this Saturday, we had an opportunity as men from our church here, about 20 of us went to someone's house in our church. They have a beautiful, beautiful home and grounds, and they made space all over this expansive property for us to go and spend an hour just listening to God. And our pastor spent about an hour setting up this time for us and talking to us about what to do during this hour or what not to do and how to make use of it. And it was just an amazing time to let God speak to us. No one else is there, nothing else, maybe a Bible. Some of us didn't even have that, just to sit and let God recall to our memory even scriptures during that time. And one of the things our pastor said was that, and he used this phrase from Henry Nouwen, who said that whenever he spent time meditating, he likened it to monkeys jumping in the trees. And so when you sit quietly and you say, Lord, speak to me, it's like, oh man, I was supposed to make that phone call or I was supposed to send that email. And those are the monkeys jumping up and around in the trees, and they're loud and they move quickly and they get your attention and it's hard not to notice them. And so sometimes we have to learn how to quiet the monkeys in the tree, how to get them to stop. And sometimes what may seem like a distraction to us may actually be something that God wants us to pay attention to. So if I'm sitting there, a lot of times my mind will go to a person and I'll say, no, Lord, I'm not here to think about that person. I'm here to, to be with you. And God might say, well, maybe you have something that's not right with this person. Maybe you need to think about how to make things right with them before you come into my presence. And so we have to be careful that we take, we look at those things that are happening in this quiet time and discern by the Spirit whether or not this is something we're supposed to pay attention to or something that we're supposed to set aside. And so Henry Nouwen kind of said it this way. He said, the trouble is, as soon as you sit and become quiet, you think, oh, I forgot this, or I should call a friend, or later I'm going to see him. And your inner life is like a banana tree filled with monkeys that are jumping up and down. It's not easy to sit and trust in solitude that God will speak to you. Not as a magical voice that he will let you know something gradually over years. And in that word from God, you will find the inner place from which to live your life. Solitude is where spiritual ministry begins, or if we're thinking about our recovery. Solitude is that place where our recovery can begin. And that's where Jesus listened to God, and that's where we listen to God. So many times in the scriptures that Jesus got away to a quiet place and spent time with his Father. Sometimes I think of life as a big wagon wheel with many spokes. In the middle is the hub. Often in life or ministry, as he says here, it looks like we are running around the rim trying to reach everybody. But God says, start in the hub. Live in the hub. Then you will be connected to all the spokes, and you won't have to run so fast. So a lot of times we have lots of things we think we need to do, things we think we need to be, and we're kind of rushing around and doing our thing. And Henry Nouwen's saying it's in the hub, in the middle of where the spokes are all connected. Our relationship with Christ is that hub. And from that hub are all the things that need to happen, are going to happen if we let Christ be in the center.
Kind of like Martha and Mary in the Bible.
Yeah. And that's what our pastor brought up on Sunday, was the difference between Mary and Martha. And not that Martha was completely wrong in serving Christ and preparing a meal, but it was really her attitude, in that she wasn't really focused on Christ and she wasn't in the center there. She was kind of going around the sides. And so when we talk about gratitude, we're talking about our prayers being focused on gratitude in four areas of our lives. First, toward God. All right, some of our thankfulness here is directly related to God. We talked about Scripture, being thankful for Scripture, being thankful for the hope of Jesus. These are examples of our relationship with God and how we have gratitude toward Him. And we're also have gratitude toward others. And so, you know, we have kids up there and
family,
church. Thank you, and church. And so those are the other people that we're connected with and that we have gratitude for. And then there's our recovery. Someone said just being here in celebrate recovery, or people, other people that thirst after God, they are in they kind of encourage me in my faith. So in our recoveries, we can be thankful for various things. And then in our church, and some of you know, just stated that, that your church is a great blessing to you, or they're a helpful people, maybe some of them who are believers, some of them aren't, who come alongside you. So I'm going to ask you later on to take some time and to jot down some of these things in the Celebrate Recovery book there, or maybe on a sheet of paper. Before we go to that, though, let's talk about offering prayers of gratitude to our Creator. In Philippians 4:6, we're told, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And then in Psalm 107:15, it encourages us to give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and wonderful deeds for men. So what wonderful deeds is God doing in your life, the things that you want to thank Him for?
What was that scripture again, the last one?
Psalm 107:15. And then, you know, we can just reflect on maybe the last 12 months and just think about the things that God's done for us. Or maybe this week, God has done specific things for us. And, of course, today, as we wrote these down, these are things that God is doing for us. And then to take a moment just to list a few of the special things for which we're thankful for. Okay, so I'll give you some time to do that a little bit later. But the next area is to list individuals that God has placed in your life to walk alongside you on your road to recovery. And so we're thankful for others. It says in Colossians 3, to let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. And this is the message, which says, none of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. And so it's just that idea of being at peace with other people and letting the word of Christ dwell in us so that our relationships with other people are all that they can be. So who are you thankful for, and why are you thankful for them? We'll give you time to do that. Then the third area would be to be thankful for is our recovery. It says in Hebrews 12, as for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around. So then let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way, the sin which holds us so tightly, and let us run with determination the race that lies before us. So what are some recent growth areas in your life that you would take tonight and say, I am growing? Even if they're very small steps, as we talked about the last couple weeks, is watching for those things and seeing them. The other day when we were told to take time to just be with God, I started in one place in a chair, and then later from that chair I could see certain things. There was a pond in front of me, and there were certain things I could see, but as I got closer and just stood there at the edge of the pond, there was other things that I could see. But I had to be really still and really quiet to see things that I hadn't seen the first time when I was sitting in the chair or when I first came to the edge of the pond. But as I sat there, I noticed there was a frog that kind of jumped onto the shore, and I noticed in the water another large, large bullfrog. And there were things I wouldn't have noticed if I wasn't, you know, quiet and still, and if I wasn't, you know, looking. But those things were there, and I think in our lives so many times we miss out on the blessings that God has for us, that he's brought into our lives, because we're just not paying attention for them. And so that's one of the things that we want to do, is to pay attention. Then the final area to be thankful for is our church. It says in Psalm 100 and verse 4 that we enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. And so when we connect with other believers and we enter into that house of worship or into that faith community, are we doing so with a thankful heart? Are we anticipating the things that God's going to do through us and in us and with the people who are part of that congregation? So what are the things that you're thankful for in your church and with other Christians? All right, so we're going to take this gratitude list, and we're going to try to place it in a place where we will be able to see it often, because sometimes we get discouraged, and it's great to be able to see this gratitude list, the things that we're thankful for, just to set ourselves all right. Then to also remind ourselves that we're making progress. This list helps us with that. And then just to know that we're not alone, that Jesus Christ is always with us. And we can see that when I go to the board here, I can see in all of your lives that Jesus is with you, that he is helping you. And sometimes we're not going to be able to see that, but if we can remind each other, we won't feel alone. All right, so I'm going to ask you to say the prayer with me that is in the book there, where it says, "Dear God, help me set aside all the hassles." If someone doesn't have a book, just
page 42.
Show it to them there so we can all read it together. Which page?
42.
Everybody have it? Mm-hmm. All right, let's read it. "Dear God, help me set aside all the hassles and noise of the world to focus and listen just to you for the next few minutes. Help me to get to know you better. Help me to better understand your plan, your purpose for my life. Father, help me live within today, seeking your will and living this day as you would have me. It is my prayer to have others see me as yours, not just in my words, but more importantly, in my actions. Thank you for your love, your grace, your perfect forgiveness. Thank you for all those who have helped in my life, for my program, my recovery, and my church family. Your will be done, not mine. In your Son's name I pray.